Welcome to Lockdown Trivia. I'm Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host for this trivia podcast game. Playing with their own expert categories, players will try to unlock their brain one key at a time, but will they unlock it all? New episodes of Lockdown Trivia will come out every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. If you'd like to play your own game of Lockdown Trivia, follow the link in the description of each episode to sign up. You'll need four expert categories and a favorite music genre. Stick around at the conclusion of each game for some bonus questions and for a commentary on the writing of the questions of that episode. While there's a lot to learn from playing trivia, there's perhaps more to learn from researching and writing it. Playing today is Joe Wirtz from Springfield, Illinois. Joe's the director of dining services for Illinois College, and his expert categories today are the Green Bay Packers, John Hughes movies, 90s rock, and World War II generals. Here's how Lockdown Trivia works. Players see a board in front of them with four categories and five questions of increasing difficulty in each category. The first question in each category is unlocked, but the subsequent questions require one, two, three, and four keys respectively to open. Players earn keys by answering consecutive questions correctly. If a player misses a question, I will take all of their keys. Players can only open questions for which they have a sufficient number of keys. If the player is in a pinch, they have five bonus questions available to them that cannot break a streak or hurt them, but will give them an extra key each if they answer them correctly. A perfect score in Lockdown Trivia is 25 points. All right, Joe, you know the rules of Lockdown Trivia. Are you ready to begin your game?
Yes, let's do it.
I'm excited to have you here. For those that don't know, Joe is one of the founding members of the trivia team we started back in Springfield, Illinois. The Cunning Stunts, despite your wife's objection to that name originally. We did pretty well, I'd say, getting all the way to Trivia Bowl.
Oh, yeah. That was a blast. That's the first exposure I've had to trivia. And, duck to water, I jumped head first right into it. And my wife had to kind of slow me down or else we'd be spending all our times at bars every night. And that couldn't happen. So, but I play when I can, and I love doing it. And I love being a founding member of the team. We're trying to do you proud. So,
yeah. Well, there are worse reasons to be at bars every night than going to play trivia.
Yeah, there are. Absolutely. So,
all right, Joe, your categories for this game, your expert categories, might I add, are the Green Bay Packers, John Hughes movies, 90s rock, and World War II generals. As we get into each category, I'll get more specific in what to expect in that category. Of course, our bonus keys today will come from our bonus questions. That's Win in the World, National Blank Day, Before and After, Deep Cuts, and Stormy Trivia. We will get into that when we get into that, but you get to start us off. Where would you like to begin your game with no keys?
Okay. Well, I had a different plan coming into it until you explained what you did, so I'm going to start with the John Hughes.
Okay. John Hughes unlocked question. In this category, I asked ChatGPT to summarize John Hughes movies in five words. So Joe is going to try to listen to the five-word summary and tell me which John Hughes movie ChatGPT is summarizing. Here is your unlocked John Hughes ChatGPT question. Travelers struggle to reach home.
That's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
It is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Yeah. That is the baseline of difficulty of that category there. That's not my leg. Well, do you have a favorite quote or favorite moment? I'm going to ask you probably for all these movies because I know you really like John Hughes movies.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. And that's what we did growing up. We didn't have social media or anything like that. So we watched movies and ridiculous, funny stuff. And we quoted it to each other all the time and tried to make each other laugh. So, as far as a favorite quote, oh, my goodness. Nowadays, it'd have to be the Home Alone. We pick out any of those quotes. We've made that a tradition with our kids. And we watch it 15 times every Christmas. I mean, more my wife's tradition than mine. But anyway, I have the whole movie memorized. I think it's got to be Ferris Bueller because that just always sticks in my head. Life moves pretty fast. You'll stop and look around once in a while. You're going to miss it. And yep. That's literally the last line of the movie. If you don't count the bus scene with the principal going and getting a gummy bear and flicking it across.
All the goofy John Hughes lines, and your favorite is the one that hits heart the most. There you go.
Right. Because it cuts through it, you know?
Joe, you have one key. Where would you like to go with it?
I'm sticking to John Hughes. I'm kind of in a zone now thinking about it. So,
all right. John Hughes, ChatGPT for one key. Your question is this. Teens Create Dream Girl, Chaos.
Weird Science.
It is Weird Science, yes. You're going to answer these so fast, I'm going to have to edit in artificial pauses just so people listening can enjoy it.
I'm sorry. I'll pretend to think.
Yeah, right. I'm also going to have to start calling this particular category clues instead of questions, because that's what they are. You've got two keys. Where are we going next?
Okay, stick to it. Let's go with John Hughes for two.
All right, John Hughes for two. The clue is this. Unconventional relative babysits mischievous kids.
Oh, that is the reason why Vince Vaughn says John Hughes quit doing movies, because John Candy died and John Candy starred in Uncle Buck.
That is correct. Uncle Buck. A little bonus trivia there for you. I did not know that. Yep. This was one of those categories. I'll talk about this at the end of the show, but this is one that I am very unfamiliar with, this particular genre of movies. I just missed the bus on these. Ooh. And so I've seen, you know, I've Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I've definitely seen, but the other ones I've seen maybe in passing or just sat down for a scene or two. And now after writing this, I'm going to have to go back and properly watch these movies so people don't make fun of me for that.
Yeah, of course, I'm obviously biased, but I think that they all hold up very, very well. In fact, most of them we put on our shortlist to make our kids sure that they watched at the appropriate ages, of course. But, you know, they were so chock full of just hidden life lessons and stuff like that, if you really kind of think about it. But, you know.
All right. Three keys, all from John Hughes so far. Are we going to continue or are we going to jump somewhere else?
Let's continue. I'm going to roll.
All right. John Hughes movies for three keys. Clue is this. Con artist duo finds family.
The first thing that popped in my head was Home Alone because of con artist duo and then going to the house. But I don't. That doesn't seem to be right with Fine's family, and they weren't really con artists, they were burglars. So, and I just got to kind of go through this catalog. It's not going to be 16 Candles. It's not Ferris Bueller. It's not Breakfast Club. It's not Vacation. Con artist duo is, that's the big one there. Who, they pretended to be somebody that they weren't. In order to trick a family into doing something, which is a kind of a classic movie line. I'm gonna kick myself on this one. I can't believe this is tripping me up, because the plot seems so simple and so specific at the same time. I give up. I don't know it. I can't think of it.
1991, believe it or not, is the year for this movie. The correct answer is Curly Sue.
Oh, shit. Yes, I know your my wife loves that damn movie, and I didn't know that movie until I got married and found out it was a John Hughes movie, and she loves it. It made me watch it over and over again.
Unfortunately, Joe, I do have to take all of your keys with Curly Sue missed there, but there's plenty of spaces to go on the board. Where would you like to go next with your game?
All right. Well, I'd like to go. I think I'm going to do pretty good at the unlocked stuff no matter where I go. And I don't want to run into this same problem with the Packers right away, because that might just be too dejecting. So I'm going to go to 90s rock and feel pretty good about that unlocked.
All right. 90s rock. This is just a general 90s rock trivia questions. And this time yours truly is writing the questions, not ChatGPT. So right. Here we go. 90s rock for one key is this. Portland band Everclear had a huge hit in 1995, named for what coastal city west of Los Angeles?
Oh, I know that, which is, I didn't know they were from Portland, but I know that their song was Santa Monica.
Santa Monica is correct. I love that song. Had to find a way to get that one in here.
Yeah, that's a good one. We went there last year. We went to LA, Santa Monica Pier.
Well, Joe, one key back in your pocket where it belongs. Now, where do you want to go with it?
Let's stick to 90s rock. Let's do a key there.
All right, 90s rock for one key. Question is this. White Zombie had middling success as a band before their video for Thunderkiss 65 was shown on what MTV cartoon in 1993?
MTV cartoon. Oh, the MTV cartoon that has recently been rebooted is most likely Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead is correct. Thunderkiss 65. It kind of was a meme before memes were memes. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And the Rob Zombie had that unique artwork that was like very, you know, demonstrative. It was perfect for Beavis and Butthead and 90s rock fans like myself.
All right. Two keys in your pocket. All right. Keep going with the category, or we're going to jump somewhere?
Yeah, I think I'm going to jump. I think I'm starting to kind of get the advantage to maybe building up some keys elsewhere and then coming back. So let's do the Packers unlocked just to get another key.
All right. Green Bay Packers unlocked question is this. What legendary Packers quarterback threw a pick six in his first pass attempt and completed his first pass to himself?
That would be Brett Favre against the Bengals, I believe, in 1991.
Bonus trivia, if true. Brett Favre, the correct answer to that question. We won't mention the embezzlement problems and things like that.
No. Well, I mean, you know, we don't talk about those a lot anymore. You know, he was great when he was with the Packers. Before and after that, it's not good. So,
I will say, as a completely indifferent to the Packers as a child, I loved watching Brett Favre play. He was a big part of the reason I got into football, generally speaking.
Yeah, I think Favre, the Madden Favre connection, really exploded in the mid '90s. That made a lot of football fans excited on Sundays. And yeah, because you never knew what was going to happen with that guy. He really was crazy to watch. And that's when I kind of fell in love with the Packers myself. So,
all right, Joe, you now have three keys to work with. Okay. What would you like to do with them?
Okay. You know what? I'm going to do a one key Packers question. Maybe I can get four and jump back up to John Hughes. Let's do one key Packers.
Packers for one key is this. The Packers won Super Bowl I and Super Bowl II, both against teams that are now in the AFC West. Name those teams.
Super Bowl I was against the Kansas City Chiefs. People keep waiting for that to repeat here recently, hopefully, sometime in the next few years. And then number two was against the Raiders.
It was the Chiefs and the Raiders, despite where they may have been at the time, the Raiders, and where they're at now. They're still the Raiders, and they're still the correct answer to this question. All right. So now you have four keys in your pocket. Are we going back to try to finish out John Hughes?
Yeah, I want to feel better about that. Give me the John Hughes.
All right, John Hughes for four keys. Your clue is this. Marriage, parenthood, love, and growth.
Wait, did he do She's Having a Baby? Because that's what that sounds like a lot. I think that one of his obscure movies with Kevin Bacon was She's Having a Baby. I think that was him, and that would describe the plot of that. Boy, that's a stretch, because I don't remember even seeing that when I was trying to do some brush up. Feels right, so I'm going to guess She's Having a Baby.
Put it in your pocket for a 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon game in the future, because you are correct. Yes, it's She's Having a Baby.
How did I do that? I didn't.
1988, an early one.
I saw that in the theater, and I shouldn't have, because I was too young.
Joe, you got your redemption in your John Hughes movies, and although we missed the three key question, you have completed that category, and you have five keys now, making any question on the board free game to ask while you've got them. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to go back to 90s rock, because I'm a little scared of World War II generals, so I'm going to do 90s rock for two keys.
90s rock for two keys. Mm-hmm. Your question is this. Change one letter in the type of meat a pescatarian eats, and you'll get the title of what debut album by the Smashing Pumpkins in 1991?
Was that fish? Pescatarian's type of meat is fish. I believe that's fish. So, man, go back. It's not Siamese Dream. That was her second album. That's when they got real big. Wish? Dish doesn't sound right. Fish. Sorry. I'm going through my alphabet real quick.
you love the alphabet trick.
Yeah. I think it's fish is a pescatarian. And I think that the only word that makes sense to me is wish. So I'm going to say wish.
Wish is a good guess. The problem is this isn't a real word. And so the correct answer is gish.
Oh, no, I never would have got that. Okay. Yeah, you got me there. All right.
Gish is the first album by the Smashing Pumpkins. I know what you're going to go listen to tonight.
So now I need keys, right? I need
keys. We need keys again
home.
Because we have just lost all of our keys. I'm a key thief on that question. There is still plenty of places to get your keys from. So let's see what you do.
Okay, so I'm gonna go to probably where I was anxious about to try to get some keys because I've done pretty good in the first two. I'll do unlocked World War Generals.
Unlocked World War II Generals. President Eisenhower went by what nickname shared by Tina Turner's ex-husband of 16 years?
Oh, that would be I Like Ike.
Ike is the correct answer, and it will get you one key. What do you want to do with it?
I got to stick with that because that's the only thing I really got left to get to before I can catch back up to two. So I'm going to do one key generals.
World War II generals for one key. Your question is this. Which officer and statesman served as the chief of staff of the U.S. Army under FDR and Truman and had the European Recovery Program nicknamed after him?
Ah, that is the lesser known, maybe unsung hero of World War II because he started it and he finished it. That would be Marshall.
Marshall is correct. George Marshall is the Marshall plan there. So you have two keys now, doing all right in World War II generals.
I'm going to shift back to the Packers because I feel real good about that. So I'm going to go to Packers for two keys.
All right, Packers for two keys. Your question is this. What Packers wide receiver was the first NFL player born in the 90s to score a touchdown when he returned a 108-yard kick return against the Saints in 2011?
Okay, so 2011. Actually, 2011 was when they won the Super Bowl, but that was the actual year they won the Super Bowl. The season that year was 2010. So if he did it in 2011, it could be that season when they went 15-1, which would be the next year after they won the Super Bowl. So now I got to think about who was their kick returner for both years, because it could have been during the playoffs, which would have been 2011. So that's kind of where I'm at with that one. I'm trying to think about the actual player based on the year, because the 90s thing is, I mean, he was young, but that doesn't necessarily help. It wasn't Devontae Adams. Wait. Would it have been Devontae Adams? He was not on the Super Bowl team. And he would have been the next year. He didn't get good until his third year, which was after all those guys retired, except for Jordy Nelson. He was definitely the guy on the 2014 team when they lost to Seattle. Have I just talked myself into it? Am I confident in it? I'm not sure. I got some bonus stuff to fall back on. I told you I may not do great. I think I'm going to stick with Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams is a good guess. I think it would surprise you to know that this person was already on the Packers in 2011. The correct answer is Randall Cobb.
Son of a... That, and they had Randall Cobb, too, who was a big part of their team back then. Yeah, that's right.
Randall Cobb, the first 90s-born NFL player to score a touchdown. All right, Joe, I'm taking all your keys away. But like you said, your strategy may have paid off in that you have left yourself every bonus question available. However, you're going to need at least two keys to get back into the proper rounds. So which bonus question are we going to go to first?
I'm going to try a bonus key. I'm going to try to do before and after.
Before and after clue is this. The captain of the USS Enterprise, who had the first interracial kiss on TV, retires and spends his weekends commentating on college football on ESPN.
Aha! Gotcha. So that would be the first interracial kiss was Captain Kirk. And then Kirk, commentator, ESPN, went to Ohio State, is Kirk Herbstreit. So Captain Kirk Herbstreit.
Captain Kirk Herbstreit is correct. I also would have more formally accepted James Tiberius Kirk Herbstreit, but, you know,
I would not have got that.
Good on the before and after. That one's probably warm for a Joe Wirtz game. That's probably a before and after right up your alley there.
Sure.
But you get it anyway, and you have one key. Which bonus question next? And remember, they can't hurt you. So technically, if you miss one of these, it doesn't take your one key. You just got away.
But I still need to even get back to the board. I need at least two keys to get to the generals. But I need to get at least three keys. And now, if I get those two keys, I go for the two key generals, then I kill those, right? And then I got to get the other three bonuses to get back to a three key question to try to get back to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that gives me a couple of opportunities. All right, so now I'm getting the idea here, the vibe. Let's see. Let's go with let's do Stormy Trivia. That sounds
all right. Good. Stormy Trivia is a trivia question that I like that I know my guests know something about. They just don't know it's coming. While no official six-star general rank exists, three generals have been honored as General of the Armies, which is senior in rank to five-star general. Name two of them.
Six stars, General of the Armies. I mean, Ulysses S. Grant won the Civil War. I think if you pick anybody, you're going to pick him. I mean, I still think Eisenhower, he was a five-star. He deserves a sixth star. He won World War II. There really wasn't one for Vietnam that would rise to that rank, I don't think. So who were the big generals that won large-scale, wars? You got to have Eisenhower. If you don't have Eisenhower, you don't have war. You don't win that. But at the same time, if you don't have MacArthur, you don't win the Pacific. The two names that I'm most confident in are Grant and Eisenhower. So I'll go with those two.
You got one, Joe. Ulysses S. Grant is a great guess, and your logic that he won the Civil War, he has to have been one, is correct. Your other two are John J. Pershing, who was the only one to receive the distinction of General of the Armies while alive.
That's World War One.
Yep. And the other major war that we won is the Revolutionary War.
Oh, it's Washington.
It is George Washington, yes.
I didn't even mention World War One or Revolutionary War.
I thought you were going to get there when you said Grant won the Civil War. I was like, okay, he's going to think of the big wars.
I didn't think of those two wars at all. I'm an almost worst enemy. So now I just made my job harder. I gave away my second security blanket, but I still got a couple shots at my first one. So
you are definitely going to have to lean into some streaky trivia here to get as many points as possible.
Man, I should have drank more caffeine. All right, so let's do National Blank Day.
All right. Today is National Mario Day. So here's your question from National Blank Day. Mario's first appearance in a video game was in the 1981 Donkey Kong, where he had what other very literal name?
Jumpman.
Jumpman is correct.
Bam. Got that one.
Happy National Mario Day. And the good news for your game is you can finally get back into your proper categories if you want. Your choice on what to do next.
All right. I'm going to take some strategy here. All right. Because I could take these two keys, go straight to generals, but then if I miss it, I'm done. I can't lose keys by asking more questions, and leaving two questions on the board doesn't really do me much good unless I miss the two key general question. Then I still can't even get three keys out of two questions. So I could go for a third question. I got two shots to do that, to jump over generals and get maybe back to Packers or 90s rock, which I feel like I'm more confident in. When in the world?
When in the world? I will give you three events that happened in a year. You'll tell me the year they happened. Here we go.
All right.
Nancy Pelosi becomes the first female speaker of the House. Shrek the Third premiered in theaters. And Barry Bonds hit his record-breaking 756th career home run.
That's mid-2000s at some point. I don't think Pelosi was there. I think she was against... She would have been against W. Bush. Because Obama had Boehner mostly. And then Bonds, he hit his 70th home runs and all that junk around 2000, 2001, maybe 2002, where he just went on a tear. He kept playing until I think it was 2004. Either that or 2006. That's what I've narrowed it down to. Okay, so Shrek 3 and Pelosi. Shrek 3, does that help me at all? Do Shrek, not really. But it makes me feel like it's probably more like 2006 than 2004. Trying my dangest to use my own logic that is obviously flawed, but I'm going to stick with it because I don't know any different, and I'm going to go with 2006.
You are very close. 2007. 2007 is when Barry Bonds hit that last home run, or record-breaking home run, rather.
God, it's so close.
You were very close there.
I can still go to generals and risk it all for some general stuff, or I could do deep cuts and go for back to Packers or Rock. So I'm going to do that and give myself at least one more chance and not try to end the game on one shot. I'll go deep cuts, finish off all my right. bonus.
All right, and this clue, I will give you the title of five songs from the first album of a major artist I know you like based on your reported favorite music genre.
Okay.
You have to tell me the artist.
Okay.
Oh, George, For All the Cows, Ecstatic, Watershed, Exhausted.
A 90s hard rock band that I believe had an album called Ecstatic was Static X. I don't recognize any of those songs right off the top of my head, but knowing that it's a 90s, you know, it's a 90s band, it's a band you know I know that I like, but it's deep cuts, so it's fair. I can feel confident knowing that even if I don't get this, I can still go back to generals and have one more question. And I don't really have a better guess because none of those other ones are really ringing a bell. So I'm going to say Static X.
The correct answer. These are all from the first album by the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Your strategy's paid off in that you're getting your money's worth and getting to as many questions as you can, because now with two keys, we have one question we can go to next. It's the World War II generals, but then your back's against it. And it's how long will you keep answering correct questions?
Yeah, I could finish the board if I can just keep going, but or I can end it at any given time. So,
yep.
You know, all or nothing. Let's go.
We're in sudden death. Your World War II two-key question is this. Which general became the first chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 1949 and was nicknamed GI General because of his popularity among soldiers?
Patton was a dick. Nobody liked him. And Eisenhower was running for office at that point. I don't think he was chief of staff. I think that might be the other European guy who was General Bradley. So I'm going to say Bradley.
General Omar Bradley is correct. Oh! And your game continues.
Yes.
GI General. Now you have a choice to make because it's going to be a three-key question. But do you feel best about the Green Bay Packers, 90s rock, or World War II generals?
Man, you... Okay, so my best category that I didn't really even study, a little bit, but not really, because I felt so confident in it, and the one that I missed, I feel like a moron that I should have known, was Randall Cobb. So I am going to go back to the Packers for three keys, just so I can live or die on what I think is my best category.
All right, Green Bay Packers for three keys. Your question is this. NFL Hall of Fame defensive end Reggie White had what evangelical nickname over the course of his 13-time Pro Bowl selection career?
Okay. That is, he is known for his, he was actually a preacher and retired to do that full time just before he passed away. He was the Minister of Defense.
The Minister of Defense is correct. We continue our game.
All right.
Now, okay. Do you feel good enough about the Packers to finish the category, or do you think the ease of the three key questions in the other two is the better draw?
Well, I already missed a three key question in John Hughes, but I did bounce back to get a four key in that one. If I never found out what the four key Packer question was, I would kick myself. I feel like I got to die with the Packers if I got to die, so I'm going to stick with it.
All right, your four key Green Bay Packers question is this. What Packers quarterback is tied with Aaron Rodgers for both the most single-game passing yards at 480 and the most single-game touchdowns at 6?
I think the guy that he tied was actually a guy that in the early 80s was kind of a flash in the pan he was an oasis in the desert of obscurity that were the 70s and 80s Packers. And I think his name was Lynn Dickey.
Lynn Dickey is where your game is going to end, unfortunately. This is going to make you mad because
it's
you
know... It's not Magikowski, is it?
Nope. You know who also, speaking of a flash of brilliance, did this for the Packers? The correct answer is Matt Flynn.
No way. His backup did it?
Yep.
Was it against the Lions?
Before they were this Lions team?
Yeah. Yes, I think he came in substitution duty because the Packers already had the one seed, and the last game of the season was against the Lions, and Matt Flynn came in and lit it up.
Yep. Matt Flynn tied both of those records in an unsuspecting way. He came in and did it just like Aaron Rodgers did.
Damn.
All right, Joe. Well, that is where your game will end at 14 points.
Whole lot of fun. I'm glad we did it, and I'm glad I picked the categories that I did because the questions were very fair. I had a couple of stumbles that I should have known. I had some that there was no way I was going to figure it out. But it was a lot of fun. I'm glad I did it, and thank you for inviting me and putting this together. It's great.
Any shout outs before we get out of here today?
Shout outs. Yeah. I'll shout out, how about my son Jackson, if he's listening to this, he's the one that got me into trivia with you and I appreciate that. So good on him. And he'll probably be screaming at the screen for some of these answers that I should have known. And shout out to Natalie, my other half, because some of these I would have got with her and I don't play trivia without her typically. So, I'm sure that we together could have done a very good job. That'd be a good challenge for you at some point.
We're going to have to get Jackson and Natalie both on Lockdown Trivia sometime soon.
Hopefully I did the cunning stunts proud.
Thanks for coming on the show, Joe. And you absolutely did the cunning stunts proud. Glad you were here and glad you had so much fun. In terms of writing this game, this was a little more straightforward than other games have been for me, as these were either categories I knew well enough to write questions for, or categories that had an abundant amount of research available to me. That World War II Generals category was particularly fun to research. It's something that I don't know a lot about but find interesting. Learned a lot of good side tidbits that I'll put in my pocket for future trivia games in the, that I may run into. But that's also where I found that quote-unquote six-star general question. When poking around through that category, got us our bonus Stormy trivia question. The Green Bay Packers category was fun. There were a couple things in there that maybe were a little harder than they needed to be because they were real specific moments, like the Randall Cobb return for touchdown or Matt Flynn's monster game when he was a backup quarterback. But as Joe mentioned, he thought they were fair because he's a big Green Bay Packers fan and he needed to be ready for those, he said. The only stumble in this game, quote unquote stumble, came from our 90s rock category, and it didn't end up mattering because Joe didn't get to the question. But the last question of that category, my perceived hardest question that I wrote, was one he knew immediately after the show when we went through those, and he did not know the Smashing Pumpkins' first album being Gish, which was the middle ground, quote unquote, question. I did run that category by someone who plays a lot of trivia and who writes a lot of trivia and knows 90s rock pretty well. And they seem to think that it was a fair increasing of difficulty. But that just goes to show that, you know, if they knew the Smashing Pumpkins, that may be perceived easier question to them. Whereas Joe didn't know them as well, but definitely knew the correct answer to the end of the category. And it's just because he liked that band more. So at the end of the day, you can do your best to research and check with people that maybe know the source material better than you do to set the difficulty of the round. But sometimes people just know things and sometimes they don't. And that happens in trivia. That's why a lot of pub trivia does not increase in difficulty because it's pretty arbitrary. But it is part of this game. So we will continue to work towards that quote unquote perfect level of increasing difficulty with each game. But we're glad that Joe had so much fun and felt that it was fair in any case. Our bonus question from this game comes from our 90s rock category, and it is this. The Spike Jonze-directed video for Weezer's Buddy Holly was a huge hit on MTV that borrowed footage from what TV show that aired from 1974 to 1984? While you're thinking over that bonus question, I want to thank Joe Wirtz one more time for coming on the show and invite you to join us to play Lockdown Trivia. If you'd like to sign up to play your own game, follow the link in the description of each episode. You'll need four expert categories and your favorite music genre. The correct answer to that bonus question is Happy Days. New episodes will come out every Wednesday morning, so check back wherever you get your podcasts for some more Lockdown Trivia fun. My name's Dalton McGee, and I've been your host. I can't wait to continue to research, continue to write, and continue to play, but most importantly, continue to learn as we unlock your brain one key at a time.
She's looking at me like I'm an idiot. She's like, oh my God, how do you not know this? That's what she just said with her eyes. So, and now she's jumping up and down because she really wants to tell me because I'm being an idiot and not thinking of it.
Well,
something can be.
Don't say too much, and then it be like.
Well, of course, I'm not. I don't want to cheat. I don't want to cheat, so I'm not. I'm not even looking at you. I'm just listening to you chastise me deservedly.